I didn't get a good morning out of you. Okay, I saw your lips move. Good. Oh, good. Here comes Gramps. Ease down. I think all of you have heard before Pastor saying it or others, Jesus loves you, right? Jesus loves you and cares for you all the time. Well, I wanted to expand on that a little bit. How many of you out there have felt the prayers, the love that Pastor talks about from our church family? Just about everybody. I know the latest illness I had when I had my new knee put in and I was home, and people, I won't say who, but many people from church came literally to our house and visited me, and it just made me feel so much better, even though I was in great pain, and I know people were praying for me. And you guys, like I say, have heard, guys and gals, have heard Jesus loves you and your church family does too. So this morning, I want a little group participation. All of you who raised your hands, who have felt the love of God and Jesus through our church, through church members, would you come up and gather around these young people? Words are powerful, but sometimes actions add to the joy and the truth of the word.
We're a little lopsided now.
So this is just a physical way to show you that what Pastor says and what you've heard before, it's really the truth. All these people have felt the love of Jesus and God through each other as well as being here. So remember that. The next time you have a problem, next time trials and tribulations come your way, remember, all these people here are praying for you and care about you, along with Jesus. Okay? So remember that. I really mean that. Next time your girlfriend leaves you. Next time you can't find a boyfriend or something in a young person's life, remember, we're all praying for you. Okay? Jesus loves you and we love you too. Thanks. Amen. Amen.